Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're back This Week in America, talking about the new book, Play On, the New Science of Elite Performance at Any Age. Jeff Berkovici is the author of the book, a fascinating discussion. Let's talk a little, well, in fact, we've been talking about all the science and technology. I haven't even mentioned steroids. And for skeptics, when they see somebody playing a little bit longer than their career normally would have gone, they start saying, okay, steroids are involved. As athletes are finding out there are other ways to prolong your career rather than steroids, will we see less and less steroid use in sports?
I mean, obviously, I don't think steroids will ever go away.
Yes.
And if anything, as the financial rewards of sports have gotten larger, there's probably more incentive to do not just steroids, but you know, anything illegal that conveys an advantage. However, I do think this changed training paradigm that we were talking about, the idea that faster, higher, stronger isn't necessarily the way to win in a lot of sports, you know, that more isn't better, that there's no such thing as fitness without freshness. I think that changes the equation for a lot of athletes, where, you know, if the trend that sports were on a few years ago, that everybody needs to look like this kind of jacked up superhero. You know, I mean, look at the NBA. Everybody was putting on muscle, packing on as much muscle as they could for 20 years. Now the trend in the NBA is actually the players are dropping muscle because they think it makes them quicker. You know, being a little lighter means that there's less impact on their joints when they're jumping. I think that's a very promising trend that's probably causing athletes to feel less like they need additional help from steroids.
It's interesting, everyday athletes, and you mentioned that in the beginning of the program, weekend warriors, we don't have access to the best coaches, surgeons, nutritionists out there. We do have access to the book Play On, which would give us some motivation to continue doing that. Can athletic longevity, is that a skill that can be taught, that we can all learn from?
Yes. I'm going to give a qualified yes.
Yes.
There are some genetic factors that determine that certainly influence how long an athlete's career is. You know, they're all the common sports injuries, many of them have a genetic susceptibility that you can now find out thanks to cheap and popular DNA tests. However, there do seem to be certain skills, you know, that also influence how long an athlete can last. One of the most interesting areas here has to do with movement science. There are a number of tech companies now that have different systems that are measuring an athlete's movement through things like 3D motion capture, which is a technology used to create video games, I mean computer animation, or by having them jump off of force plates that measure the force that they put into the ground, or through other means, and they're analyzing it with machine learning algorithms to try to find patterns in movement that correlate to or that seem to cause injuries, and then they train the athletes to fix those movement patterns. Now, this is a science that is, I would say, in its infancy. It's early enough that these companies' methodologies sort of don't necessarily agree with one another, and there's a certain amount of dispute over what the findings really mean. But as this technology matures, it in theory should be possible in the next few years for people who are injury prone to avoid, you know, in sort of a minority report style, to avoid injuries that otherwise they would have had, and thereby, you know, save themselves a lot of playing time.
Yes.
But also prolong their careers.
Now, in the book Play On, you say what's most exciting is not the gee whiz gadgetry or medical miracles just over the horizon, and we've talked about those, and it's going to be exciting. I mean, you say it's the knowledge that we can harness today. Were you awestruck, maybe surprised, when you started doing the research and realized what is out there? When we see someone playing again longer than we expect them to, there are really scientific reasons why that's happening, and it's exciting to all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I was excited. I personally, when I started this journey, which was almost 5 years ago, that I got interested in this topic and started researching it intensively, I thought that it was going to be a lot of these sort of gee whiz technologies.
Yes.
You know, I was reading about Kobe Bryant flying to Germany to get this secret treatment on his knee, and these clinics that supposedly had top secret methods they wouldn't talk about. The real story that I found was that that stuff exists and probably in the way of all advances in science and medicine will filter down to the general population in the next few years. There's so much that athletes are doing now that plays such a big role in extending their longevity and their health that is available to anyone.
The book we're talking about is Play On: The New Science of Elite Performance at Any Age. Jeff Bercovici is our guest on the program, the author. That's Bercovici. The book's available wherever books are sold. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon. You can link on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jeff, a fascinating book. Great to have you with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.